You have your Bibles, you might turn to Luke chapter 19. Well, we've all heard the phrase, curiosity killed the cat. You know, I really don't know how that is. I know how cats are. I've never seen a cat killed because of his curiosity. I was not a cat person growing up. I was a dog person. And I had the most wonderful little dog you could ever hope to have. But when I married my wife, she was a cat person. And after we got married, we got cats in our house or around our house. We didn't let them live in the house. But we've gone through several cats. Most of y'all remember our last cat, which was Smokey. We called him our church cat because he came to church with us every service. And he sat outside the door and waited for y'all to pet him when he left. So, I'm not sure how the curiosity killed the cat, other than the cat's a really nosy thing. But we know the phrase, curiosity killed the cat. But I want to suggest to you tonight that curiosity can do other things for us as well. In fact, this lesson is entitled, Curiosity Killed the Cat, But It Saved Someone. Do you know who curiosity saved? If you'll turn to Luke chapter 19, we will learn about how curiosity brought salvation to a man's home. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be the guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Lord, look, if I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Curiosity. Not only did it kill the cat, it saved Zacchaeus and his house. You ever wonder why he went to the trouble to climb up that tree on the roadside? Well, it tells us because he was short and couldn't overlook other people. But you know, he no doubt had already heard some amazing things about Jesus. By this time, Jesus' fame was spreading rapidly. There were crowds everywhere who came to see him and to hear him. And they no doubt had heard the many stories about Jesus, perhaps even about his virgin birth or about him walking on the water. The fact that he could heal the blind and the deaf and the lame, and he was even raising people from the dead. Many people was very curious about that man because there was a large crowd there to see Jesus, and Zacchaeus was one of them. You know, today, a lot of people who investigate Jesus, they just simply do so out of curiosity. And they're wondering within themselves, what's all this fuss about? Who is this man that has made so many waves in the sea of life? You know, it's a good thing to be curious about things. You know, babies express wonder with everything that they see. If you've had small children in your house, you already know this. Between the ages of 2 and 4, the favorite word of a child is what? Why? My kids learned that word, and when they did, they drove me and Pat crazy. Why? Why? Why is this? Why is that? And you know, the same thing is true spiritually. We need to investigate the why of Jesus Christ. In Acts, the 17th chapter. Let me back up here. In Acts, the 17th chapter, in verse 11. It says that the Bereans received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. They were ready to investigate Jesus Christ. You know, it is far better to ask questions than to think that we already know all the answers. I know that we don't have anyone here tonight who thinks they know everything, do we? I know I don't. I am far from it. I have actually met someone, though, that told me I know everything there is to know about everything there is to know about. And I did not respond to him, but I thought in my mind, oh, you foolish, foolish fella. We don't know everything. We need to investigate things so that we can learn and understand. Zacchaeus, when we read this story of him, it looks like that he has taken an unusual path to his salvation. But in reality, it's similar to every one of us. Because the first thing we did when we heard of Jesus Christ, we began to wonder about him. And as a result, we begin to investigate about him. Who is he? Who is this Son of God? Where does his power come from? You ever wondered where Jesus' power comes from? I have. I don't have an answer for that. We know that it's complete. But we've all tried to investigate Jesus Christ. And it starts with curiosity. We wonder about him and the Father, and the Holy Spirit. One thing that curiosity does for us, it will lead us to investigate. You know, this was actually the case with Thomas. In John chapter 20 and verse 25, Thomas had been told, along with the rest of the disciples, that Jesus would rise from the dead. He already knew this story. He already knew that Jesus had said, I will go into the grave, and 3 days later I will come out of the grave. When Jesus died, he was in a state of mourning just like the rest of the disciples, because he loved Jesus like the rest of the disciples did. And when Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to the disciples, Thomas was not with them. And he said, I don't believe it. It couldn't have happened. And he said, unless I see his hands and the print of the nails and put my finger in the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And that's why today, when the first thing we think about when we think of Thomas, the disciple of Jesus Christ, doubting. We always call him, we don't call him Thomas, we call him Doubting Thomas. Jesus does not want us to have doubts. When Zacchaeus got home with Jesus, he began to absorb Jesus' teachings and his goodness in life. He investigated the Son of God in his home. And it had some astounding effects on him. We need to investigate Jesus Christ in our home and let it have the same astounding effects on us. We need to investigate His Word. Learn it. Know for sure where our faith comes from. Because you won't have faith in anything unless you investigate it first. So investigate Him so your faith will develop. This investigation will lead to knowledge. When we have confirmed and proven something, we have knowledge, don't we? When we investigate Jesus, we will see that He is not less than what we have heard. He is actually more. Now, like I said earlier, no doubt Zacchaeus, like the crowd of people there that day who wanted to see Him, had already heard a lot about Him. Things that He had done, words that He had spoken, the fact of where He came from. Oh, they probably had already heard all of this. But when Zacchaeus took Him home, he heard so much more than he had learned before. By investigating God's Word, we can have that knowledge as well. As Paul said, through study, we can show ourselves approved to God. 2 Timothy 2:15. We also know what Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Paul said, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. I know him that well. I know he is who he says he is. I know what he is capable of. I know what he has done for me. I know what he is doing for me now, and I know what he will do. Peter tells us that we as Christians need to make our calling and election sure. How do you do that? How are you sure about anything? You investigate it. You learn it. You understand it. And this will give you knowledge. Knowledge will also lead to something. Knowledge will lead to faith. You know, some people think that faith is nothing more than a leap in the dark. Well, I want to tell you, my friends, Christian faith is not a leap in the dark. Christian faith is a leap into the light. Jesus has said, I am the light of the world. And then he tells us to be the light as well. Our faith in God will brighten us. It will light us up, as it did Jesus. Faith is based on our knowledge. Romans 10 verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing. And hearing by what? The Word of God. Zacchaeus gained a great faith that day. And again, it resulted in some wonderful things. You know, the Bible doesn't tell us if Zacchaeus was an honest tax collector or a dishonest tax collector. Most tax collectors of the day were dishonest. If he was a dishonest man, however, after his visit with Jesus, he was willing to change. He was willing to give back much more than what he had taken falsely. You know, faith in God will cause a person to change like that. It will turn a person from being something that is evil to something that is good. It will cause a person to do great things because of the God that they serve. Now, if you don't believe that, turn over to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God. You can go out into the world today and you can ask 100 people, how did this world begin? You're going to hear probably 2 or 3 different things. You're going to hear that there was this great explosion that happened and the sun appeared and the stars appeared and so did the planets, and the planets began to revolve around the sun, and all of this took place because of an explosion. Friends, I have seen explosions. Explosions do not create. Explosions destroy. And then you might hear this answer. Well, it all come from the water. This single cell living animal gained feet and crawled out of the water. And as he crawled, he began to grow. Sometimes he grew into a dog, sometimes he grew into a cow, and sometimes he grew into a man. Boy, isn't that smart? Foolish, isn't it? Yeah. And then you might hear this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Investigate that. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God. Hebrews 11, chapter 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Hebrews 11, chapter 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. Mike and I have been talking about the ark. You know, they found a very large structure on the halfway up Mount Ararat. It had broken into two pieces, and they found it several years ago. And when they investigated that big structure up there, it is exact dimensions of the ark. It is filled with rooms that would be capable of holding animals or people or whatever. And when they found it, they began to investigate it. The country of Turkey didn't appreciate that, so they shut them down. You can't go and see this big structure in the middle of Mount Ararat any longer. But it's there. And Noah built it. Hebrews 11, verse 24 and 25. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, rather to enjoy the pleasures of passing sin. Wow. Hebrews 11, 29. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as if on dry land. You know, I've often wondered about that myself. If we go down to the Flint River, and we are told to step into the Flint River and those waters are going to part, are you going to do it? No, I'm not either. But because of the power of God that said, put your foot on the edge of the Red Sea and watch those waters part, they parted. The land became dry, and they walked across to the other side. Hebrews 11, verse 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. Do you know what would happen if we went outside of this building and we walked around it 7 times every day for 7 days? Do you know what would happen to this building? Absolutely nothing. But by the power of God, an entire city fell. And we could go on and on from Hebrews chapter 11. The stories of Gideon, the stories of Samson, the stories of David, the stories of Samuel, conquering kingdoms, stopping the mouths of lions, quenching the fires. Through faith, people do great things. And there's another thing about faith. Through faith, people will endure great things. We have one apostle who did not suffer death at the hands of someone else. His name was John. John endured a lot before this happened. If you investigate the apostle John, you will find that he was tied to a post and beaten to within an inch of his life. He was taken down from that post and he was taken to a pot of boiling oil and dropped in boiling oil. And he survived all of that. He endured all of that. And I guess when they found out they couldn't kill him, they just took him to the island of Patmos and left him there and exiled him there. And there he naturally died. But look what he endured. Anyone want to question the faith of John? Knowledge will lead to faith, and faith will lead to remarkable things. Faith will lead to obedience. You know, Jesus gave Zacchaeus two commands. Make haste and come down. You know, that was one of my daddy's favorite words, make haste. And he'd say it so fast, it sounded like he's saying make haste. No, wasn't no H involved. But every time he wanted me to do something fast, he'd say, make haste, son, make haste. Do it fast, get down. Zacchaeus, do it fast, get out of that tree. I'm coming home with you. Zacchaeus obeyed both commands. Zacchaeus was ready to do whatever Jesus commanded him. Now the question for you is, are you ready to do whatever Jesus commanded you? Remember, faith leads to obedience. Well, obedience leads to something too. Obedience leads to salvation. Salvation came to the house of Zacchaeus. Jesus said it himself. Today, salvation has come to this house. Why? Because you investigated me. You gained knowledge of me. You developed a faith in me. And you obeyed my word. And every one of us who is sitting in this room as a child of God should be the very same way. We investigate him. We gain knowledge of him. We allow him to lead us, to guide us, to obey. And look what it will lead to. Our salvation. Is there anyone in here that don't want to be saved? So I guess the next question is, have you obeyed him? Have you done what Zacchaeus has done? You know, most of the time when we think of a tax collector from the Bible days, we're negative. Now, we probably were negative with Zacchaeus. There was another tax collector, by the way, in the New Testament. Were we negative of him? His name was Matthew. He was a tax collector. Matthew wrote one of the books in the New Testament. Do we have negative connotations toward him? No. We have faith in Matthew because Matthew had faith in God to follow Jesus Christ. So the question is, do you have the faith of Zacchaeus? Have you obeyed the Lord? You need to use the same process that Zacchaeus used. Learn about it. Understand it. Develop that faith. Obey him. And then if we do, we'll be able to stand up there inside those pearly gates and just simply talk to Zacchaeus about it because he'll be there. Gain the knowledge. Obey him today. If you're a Christian and you have obeyed, and you've walked away from him, come back to him. He will take you back. And you can have your life and your salvation once again. Curiosity might have killed the cat. But my friends, curiosity could save your soul if you will allow it. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation of Christ, please come while we stand and sing.